I am Catherine Lanfer, and our partners at the BBC have just about an hour ago published a new national opinion poll based on their original reporting in Afghanistan. The new poll finds that Afghans are still resolutely opposed to the return of the Taliban, but increasingly disillusioned and uncertain about what the future might hold for their country. And we're going to go now to Ian Pannell. He is a BBC correspondent. Ian, what does this poll say?
Well, I think the broad picture here is that increasing numbers of people think that the country is going in the wrong direction. If you look at, so people are asked the basic question, which they're often asked in opinion polls in the States and elsewhere, is the country going the right direction or the wrong direction? Only 40% now say they think the country is going in the right direction, and that is down from 77% just 3 years ago. The primary problems are things like the economy and security, living conditions, violence, crime, all those kinds of issues which people hear about on media reports of what's going on in Afghanistan. But I think it paints a fairly gloomy picture that people are becoming increasingly pessimistic about the government, about the international presence in Afghanistan, and what the future is likely to hold.
And in fact, getting to the international presence, a little less than half said they had a positive view of the United States. And then a third said the United States is doing a good job. So what are we? How are we losing that difference there?
Yes, I mean, 32% said they thought the United States was doing a good or an excellent job. That's down from 68% in 2005. That's a pretty sharp fall. And there are a number of reasons for this. I think people expected to see greater benefits in a much shorter period of time. Now, people will say it's only a relatively short period of time in the history of the country, but of course, people need to feel those benefits. I think the fact that economically people are suffering, people do not have much money in their pockets, Afghanistan remains one of the poorest countries in the world, parents quite often struggle to feed their children, and then you factor in the security issue that people feel that they are less safe. Issues like freedom of movement. Again, the figures show a decline in how free people feel to move around safely. Those are big issues in people's lives. If people do not feel secure, if they're worried about feeding their families, then they're going to start to blame those people who are responsible. So in some senses, the United States is an inevitable loser on that front because, of course, it has the biggest presence, it gives the largest amount of aid, has the largest presence of foreign forces here. But that's also reflected in the opinion of the government and the President Hamid Karzai as well. Ratings for both of those are also down.
Well, Ian, this is Todd Zwillick. I want to ask you, are there big differences in our perceptions of the problems in Afghanistan versus the Afghan people's perceptions? You know, when we see the problems in Afghanistan, we think of the Taliban and narco trafficking, poppies, that it's what we call a narco state. Do people there see drug trafficking and the Taliban as the root of their biggest problems the way we see it?
Good morning, Todd. I think there are a number of differences. Of course, people have many more immediate issues, like the issue, for example, we travel to Mazar-i-Sharif, a beautiful city in the north of the country. Now, there people's concerns are economic. There isn't a security problem there. There's no presence of the Taliban. There are foreign forces, but you don't really see them. But if you go down to the local market and talk to people there, people are struggling to buy some pretty basic things. I watched one man ladle out huge amounts of mashed potato into a bag, and there were a few sort of pennies were handed over in exchange for it. I mean, people are buying small amounts of food, what they can afford at the time. But we also visited the local bus station there, and every day hundreds of people are getting on buses, heading for the south to Kabul, or heading to neighbouring Pakistan or Iran. Imagine heading to those two countries in search of better economic opportunities. So those are things that I think we don't see very often on the news. But if you go to the south and the east of the country, it is the issue, yes, of the Taliban, but also the presence of foreign forces. Civilian casualties is a growing issue. Again, the results in the survey show people are overwhelmingly against the use of air power that might lead to civilian casualties. 77% say that is unacceptable. Well, in terms of the actual drug overlords that you talk about, well, of course, they are there, but it's not something that people see on a day-to-day basis. And if you talk to farmers who are involved in the poppy trade, Most of them are poor. They don't get lots of money from the poppy trade. They grow poppies because there's nothing else that they can grow that will get to market. Interestingly, when we were down there, they were waiting for wheat seed. And as you know, there's been global commodity prices rose dramatically, and the price of wheat was very high, and there was a shortage. And so the farmers there were looking for wheat seed to grow because they know that they could get more money for that. It's not because they're wedded to the drug scene. It's because many times that is their only option. That doesn't mean that there aren't other people profiting from it.
Quickly, what did the poll tell us about how people view corruption there? Certainly a big issue as far as the Obama administration is looking at their new relations with Afghanistan.
Yes, again, I think corruption is a big issue for people. And again, you see it on a daily basis. This market we were in Mazar-e-Sharif, we spoke to one man. His job was he had a wheelbarrow and he carted things around the muddy streets of Mazar-e-Sharif. And he was saying that he earned about $4 a day, but he had to give $1 of that to the local police. Whether or not he'd managed to earn $4 a day, a quarter of his income had to go to the police as a bribe. And we went round the corner and we were filming and we saw a police van driving along from shop to shop, collecting either goods or money from those outlets. So corruption is a problem at all levels. It's a problem on a basic street level. It's a problem at government level. But many people will say, well, hang around. You know, who was it that the United States got into bed with when it decided to overthrow the Taliban? Who were those people? What was their background? And many people will say, those are the people who actually were involved in corruption in the first place and should never have been brought to power, should never have been allied with the United States and Great Britain and other countries during the overthrow of the Taliban. So corruption is a huge issue, but the picture is never as simple as it looks.
All right. And so very quickly, since we have to wrap up, how does that complicate the Obama administration trying to come in with a new start?
I think it does make life much harder for them. It makes life much harder for the American troops, the extra American troops who are coming here. It makes their chances of success much more difficult. But they absolutely have to engage in the country. There are really no other options. And when they say there would be civil war if we weren't there, I have to say that's probably true.
Ian Pannell, always good to talk to you. Thank you for joining us. That's Ian Pannell, correspondent with the BBC, one of our partners, Todd.